USA News update. The EPA is ordering Norfolk Southern to pay for all the cleanup associated with a toxic train derailment earlier this month in East Palestine, Ohio. Administrator Michael Regan promised the federal government would hold the company responsible for cleanup of all contamination. President Biden, speaking in Warsaw today, said the United States and Poland must remain connected.
This is a critical, 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 critical relationship for the United States, and we thank you for all the cooperation and help.
Speaking directly to the Russian people, the president said the West does not want to destroy Russia and called on President Putin to end the Ukraine war now. Wall Street down sharply at the closing bell, the last batch of retail earnings causing stocks to tumble as they renewed concerns about the economy. The Dow dropped 697 points, the S&P 500 was down 82, and the NASDAQ fell 295. John Schaefer, USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.